Hello, and welcome to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta. My name is Stephanie London. It's Sunday, September 25th, 2022. While our text for this morning is Psalm 91, we're also celebrating a baptism. I'm so glad we could gather here this morning to baptize this baby. It's one of the best parts of what we do as a church, because it's babies and family and rich symbolism and often cake. The church packs out, and kids are running around, and it's just a great day. It's a rite that marks a hope-filled beginning. I've been thinking about ceremony recently. Baptism is one, of course, but there are many more, prayers and rituals that mark the key parts of our lives, birth, death, Sunday worship, Thanksgiving dinner, even birthday parties. It's all ceremony. We have Father Michael Lapsley here in the Edmonton area this week. He's also the canon for healing and reconciliation for the diocese, but he's visiting from South Africa, where he has worked for 25 years alongside their Truth and Reconciliation Commission to help heal the deep wounds of apartheid, violence, slavery, and profound inequality. He describes the poison from these traumas taking up residence in the stories of victims and perpetrators both, holding lives and relationships captive, and turning those who have suffered into those who in turn inflict suffering. As he travels around the world every year, his whole ministry has become helping the human family heal one another through deep, compassionate listening, to give people the opportunity to release the toxicity of their stories and take the sting out of what they have suffered. Someone asked him, "You invite people into places of great disorientation and vulnerability. How do you make sure they're not left there? How do you give them closure?" He chuckled a bit at that and told us that closure is maybe a Western construct, that you never close the book on your healing journey, although maybe you can turn a page. Then he added that one of the best ways to turn that page together is through ritual, ceremony, that reorients us to who we are and places us in the bigger picture. It draws us in as family and community as it expresses the important moments of our lives, our relationship with our community and God and the earth. Ceremony continues to teach us who we are. Those who have lived here from millennia before my ancestors ever arrived learned that ceremony is integral to living well on this land. And while this particular ceremony of baptism that we're celebrating today comes to us from people we will never meet and places we will probably never see, it still tells our story, specifically the story of how God is with us. And it's a story that carries not poison, but redemption, not generations of toxicity, but healing. The story of God sharing our life and then dying our death to lance our greatest wound and kill our greatest enemy. It's the story of the human family called into relationship with God, who always calls us back to life. It's a story that sucks the power out of all that seeks to hurt and destroy. Baptism is a ceremony of story. It places us within a great long narrative of God showing up and healing. We'll hear snatches of that story in the prayers and ceremonial acts of baptism, always telling us who we are, always connecting us to the story of our faith. We'll say prayers that connect this Beaumont municipal water here to the water of creation, where the Spirit of God hovered over primordial chaos to bring order and life. Connecting to the water of the Red Sea, where God brought his chosen people to freedom from slavery. And it calls us through the waters of baptism out of slavery to sin and death, to Jesus' own baptism in the Jordan River, where the story witnesses to God identifying completely with us, where we see God who became small, who was born in this ancient Middle Eastern peasant, and became part of our story. In baptism, we return through this epic saga of our faith to the God who is with us. It sets in motion a pattern of turning to God to be cleansed of sin and to die and rise with Christ. Baptism is a ceremony of a healing story, and it's also a ceremony of adoption. This child already has great parents, of course, but no parent can be everywhere and do everything for their child. There's great power to be able to say Almighty God is raising her too, and that we can ask God to fill up what we lack, to see further than we can see, to forgive when we can't, to hold when we're not there. Baptism calls this baby into relationship with a God who already knows her and loves her and will always be there beside her. We don't yet know what challenges she will face in her life, what successes she'll have, what she'll struggle with, where she will go, and who else will walk beside her. We don't know what will make her afraid or what adventures will shape her life. But we do know the one who gathers her up in his arms, who indeed created her and loves her, who created and loves her parents and grandparents and everyone else here, and those we do not know, but God does, this great cloud of witnesses through time and space, the whole communion of saints who sing to her of who she is and whose she is. To riff off of Psalm 91, which we read earlier, we know that God walks with her, that she can call on Jesus and he will answer her, that he is with her in trouble and will deliver her and honor her, and that whatever the shape of her life, he holds her in the palm of his hand.